you remember down at Brunswick and in that area, they're fussing about something about the
marshes.
Yeah, the marshes, and in other words, they're disrupting the ecology of the area by, is it the Hercules Power Company's kind?
That's one of them, dredging out the channel.
Yeah, that's, well, of course,
the idea of that tape that they were marching back and forth.
Well, you know, I really thought it was awful. I'm really turned on about that. I think it's just like Chattahoochee River, but don't get me started on that. And you know that Shag Cates, you heard about all this mess we had.
The department?
Hey, you know what they're about to get those county commissioners recalled. And that's going to take a lot of doing. They've about got enough names on the field.
Because they gave the
citizens. I mean, the citizens. And all the government agencies.
If they did want it to like that, they'd think before they put out.
But you know
things.
What? You can get something rezoned, I swear, and they'll turn right. They had so many petitions and so many agencies, and even the state of Georgia is a party to the suit against these apartment people, but I bet something goes crazy and they still get to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They have the news in all areas.
All the 6 o'clock news about anymore is about the zoning up there. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. People would put anything anywhere.
You should see out on Powell's Ferry Road, right on 285. It had the most beautiful version of Stan Campbell you ever saw. They have completely leveled it.
And you know, that was
well, the there was enough vacant land out there already that they didn't have to level that.
You should have seen it. It's
gorgeous.
They say it's just.
I never have been up on 285, up around
the corner. Flat.
You ought to see it now, Gene, after the rain. There's nothing but gutter. All this silk washed into the roof. It's just
makes me sick to see what people do. It really does.
But they couldn't care less, as long as there's a dollar in it.
That's right.
And I told my mother-in-law, she's crazy about Charlie Brown, and I haven't got a thing to say against him. It's Shag Cates that I think is a crook. I do think so. But Charlie Brown is a nice fellow and everything, but he's getting along, you know. And so help me out.
You've got problems, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, with this complicated machine, I feel like I've kind of fixed myself up.
Are you sure you report?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
We tested it.
Good.
But the machine doesn't belong to me, thank goodness. So.
Well, it looks like a real nice.
Well, it belongs to Emory, and they provide this for my use, and I thought to myself, hallelujah, suppose something happens to the thing. But I guess it's insurance.
It's insurance.
Well, that's interesting.
It's heavy.
It
that's mainly. Oh, gee. I don't want to keep you from your supper.
No, that's all right.
So I'm...
Go right ahead.
But this really is something that I am new at, so... I'm supposed to get you to tell me what you would call a small body of water that is not as large as a river.
You come from here, your mother.
Yes,
Really?
She's got an 8 year old. How about that? I would call it a creek, I suppose, although creeks aren't downhill. And we call them bays. But I would more than likely call it a river, no matter if it was just that.
They want to know that. They want to know what would constitute a river, you know.
A small flowing stream to me would be a river, not a creek or not a... Well, a bay again, or something like that.
Well, now, let's see. We were speaking about the, you know, all the erosion that's taking place at the riverbank, and that makes those...
gullies, I would say.
That's what they want to hear. And then, how do you classify, now talking about topography, a little rise, in other words, a small one, not as big as a great big one, but...
I guess a hill, a mound, a rise. I would probably call them all and not knowing one size from another.